I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's nothing more hopeful and exciting this time of year than running across a wild patch of pussy willows. It's a sure sign spring is coming. Pussy willows are native bushes that thrive in our cold climate. Like all willows, they like a moist area to grow and perform best in full sun. While we're familiar with the native pussy willow, or Salix discolor, there's also the European pussy willow, Salix caprea, that has slightly larger catkins, you know, those furry buds. Both types are hardy to zone 4. Pussy willow bushes can reach to 20 feet tall. There's also male and female bushes. The pussy willows we see in March are from the male bushes, so those are usually the ones you want for the earliest furry gray buds. Pussy willow shrubs aren't the most attractive after the catkins go by, but they are an important wildlife plant. Plant them in out-of-the-way wet areas of your property or use them as hedging plants. You only need one shrub because they're so easy to propagate by taking one-year-old stem cuttings in spring and rooting them in moistened potting soil. To keep the catkins coming each winter and keep them within reach, prune your pussy willows in late winter. The pussy willows form on last year's growth, so after your harvest of this year's crop, prune back the stems. Remove some of the old gray stems to the ground, favoring the younger stems. Top these young stems to a reasonable height. If overgrown, you can even prune the whole shrub to the ground, and pussy willows will regrow from the roots. Check out unusual varieties of pussy willows, like the black pussy willow and the pink pussy willow. These bushes are less hardy and aggressive than the natives, but offer colorful catkins. And now for this week's tip. With alternating warm and cold weather, watch for frost heaving of your perennial flowers. Replace blown away mulch and reset heaved plants so the roots don't dry out. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual cucumbers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.